listening to these Christmas carols always brings back memories of various Christmases that Mona and I have spent together, and I think the most memorable ones have been the one we spent in Galveston, Texas, one Christmas. And I remember we stayed at the, what was the name of that Galvez Hotel, and we checked in there, and we were having a few drinks up in a room, and suddenly there was a knock on the door, and the bellboy said, shouted to me, he said, sandwiches, and I said, well, and I called out, and I said, I didn't order any sandwiches, and he said, kept on saying sandwiches, so I opened the door, and he was saying Santa Claus, and he brought up a basket of fruit and a bottle of wine. It was compliments to the management. And then after that, we went down to see the manager, and we told him we'd like to go out to the Balinese room, which was a private gambling pier there in Galveston. And after much dickering and questioning as to my references and so forth, he gave us a card there. And we finally got into the place after having been stopped at the entrance and so forth and questioned further. And we had a most wonderful evening. They had the most wonderful floor show and wonderful dinner. And after dinner, we walked out on the pier, and there was a thick fog rolling in from the ocean. And we had that was one of our Christmases. Another Christmas I remember, a contrast to that, was a Christmas we had up in Amarillo, Texas, where we were in the Herring Hotel, which was the most drab place I'd ever seen, and Mona had ever seen. But anyhow, we made the best of it. We had our great big steamer trunks up in our room. And, great big wardrobe trunks they were. And the only decoration we had in the room, we decided to decorate our wardrobe trunks, cover them with crepe paper, and had a Christmas tree on there, and had our Christmas presents on the wardrobe trunks. Then another Christmas we always remember is down in Cuernavaca, Mexico, at Hotel Chula Vista. And it was a most romantic night. And Christmas Eve, we decided to get all dressed up, and I'd ordered a table right on the floor of the ballroom, of the dining room, and had a dance floor. And Mona and I were the only ones there that evening, all dressed up. Mona looked so cute in her long evening dress, and I was in tux. And the orchestra had a most marvelous orchestra there. A string orchestra played all our old favorite pieces, and Mona and I were the only ones apparently were dancing. We gave an exhibition that night, and the orchestra played all our favorite pieces. And afterwards we went for a walk around the swimming pool and so forth, and we went back, and we had a suite that time, I remember. And we went back and had our gifts, and on Christmas Day we went down and found all these refugees from Europe had taken over the hotel, and we just couldn't get any service or anything. So after a couple of hours, we decided to quit and go back home again. And another Christmas I always remember is in Santa Barbara, Chihuahua, where the custom there was always to have a progressive meal on Christmas Eve. We had cocktails at one house and wandered around and went to another house and had the main dish, and then we wandered around singing carols all the time. And I remember winding up near the end of the whole round, we wound up at the Watkins house. And of course, before that, we'd all picked partners by drawing names out of hats and so forth, and I had Marge Jordan as my partner. And we were just feeling no pain at all. We came out of the Watkins, and at that time they had a little board across a ditch coming out of their house. And Marge and I marched along, and we both missed the board and fell in the ditch, but we didn't stop singing. We just lay in the ditch and singing away. Nobody got hurt. And it was a marvelous evening. There's a few of the Christmases that Mona and I have spent together.